Good morning, good people. It is 28th March 2021. We celebrate the sixth Sunday of Lent as a Passion Sunday or Palm Sunday. The readings are from Isaiah chapter 50 verses 4 to 7. The second reading is from Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 to 11. And the Gospel from Mark chapter 14 verse 1 to 15 onwards. With this celebration, today we enter into Holy Week. It is the time to reflect about Jesus and his agony and suffering. It is the time to reflect the final days of Jesus on earth and prepare ourselves to experience the mystery of salvation unfolding. A solemn entry into Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover by Jesus. As Jesus entered in a donkey, people spread palm leaves and their garments on the street, singing loudly, "Hosanna to the Son of David," and "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, do not speak about palm branches, only in John's Gospel with the meaning. The Jews entered Jerusalem with the praise and palm branches, and with the harps and cymbals and stringed instruments, and with the hymns and songs, because a great enemy had been crushed and removed from Israel. 1 Maccabees chapter 13 verse 51. Palm branches are symbol of victory and Israel's freedom. As Jesus enters into Jerusalem, the final destination of his mission life, and he enters at the day of the resurrection, he will be entering into heaven. And he wants to enter into our life too. Symbol of Maccabean nationalism that we see from this entrance. Here is the one who will overthrow the Roman Empire. That's what people were thinking. The people wanted him to be the king. Knowing the mind of people, Jesus took a humble animal donkey, not a chariot or horses, to enter into Jerusalem. Jesus is king, and his victory is much more enormous than all others. It is the day of triumph and true tragedy in the life of Jesus. It is the time to come closer to Jesus. God is whispering something to each one of us during this Holy Week as we witness the crucial and cruel moments in the life of Jesus. There's a story goes this way. A young man asked his master, "Why doesn't God answer when I need some help? Most of the time God seems to be silent." The master, who was sitting little far, said something in a very feeble voice, but the young man did not catch it. So the young man stepped across the room and asked the master, "What did you say?" And again he told the same thing in a very mild tone. And the young man said, "I don't hear it. What did you say?" The master said, when he came near to his ears, and he said, "God sometimes whispers in our hearts and whispers in our ears so that we will move closer to God." Yes, we all wish to hear the voice in a loud and clear way possible every time. But most of the time, God draws us closer in pain, suffering, agony, and profound silent moments of our hearts. We just need to bend down towards God as close as possible during this Holy Week to listen to God through Jesus. We are still in the mire of pandemic, and so palm processions are so much restricted. We are invited to reflect the commitment and abandonment of Jesus, acknowledgement of Jesus' identity, and our personal accompaniment with him. It is also time to be grateful for the love Jesus demonstrated and standing with those who courageously love even when they become the victims of violence and abuse. May we make effort to read one of the Gospel's passion narratives and to minimize the usage of social media and other pleasure-seeking tendencies. The responsorial psalm echoes the agony of Jesus. My God, why have you forsaken me? Psalm 22 verse 2. The commitment of Jesus. When we look at Jesus as a person who enters into the city of Jerusalem, we see him so much committed for his mission. When God remained silent, when the world wanted to eliminate Jesus, nailing him on the cross, he was oppressed and was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, as a sheep before its shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Isaiah 53 verse 7. His self-forgetful love leads him to be committed without avoiding suffering and passion. Jesus could have avoided entry into Jerusalem at the request of the disciples. He was not a coward, but a committed person by entering openly and willingly to confront the evil head on. Jesus was God's love that is shown to us. The second reading reminds us, let the same mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. The abandonment. During suffering and loneliness, we go through enormous abandonment by our close friends, family members, and close associates. Fear and desolation that manifested in his sweat became the drops of blood falling to the ground. As he was made to walk closer to face cross, the betrayal of Judas, a repeated denial of Peter, made him feel abandoned. Jesus felt the abandonment as we ourselves continue to feel when we are forgotten by our own loved ones, and even at times by God. The cross and suffering continue in our lives. The cross of Jesus is not mere ornamental or decoration in our churches and families, but it is a reminder of a supreme love of Jesus. The enormous hostility towards Jesus was noticed from all corners, from the authorities, his disciples and people. Yet there were some accompanied him, like Veronica, Simon of Cyrene, and anonymous women, and Joseph of Arimathea. The acknowledgement of Jesus' identity must be taken very seriously during this Palm Sunday. Jesus suffered and was humiliated as a person. This memory of the passion of Jesus calls us to pay attention to the suffering and pain in others. The crucifixion of Jesus brings out the true meaning of his mission as Messiah and King. We need to appreciate the sacrifice of Jesus to continue as a pilgrim of peace, love, and hope. It was not new for Jesus to suffer. He suffered from the start of his life. The Son of Man has nowhere to lay down his head. Luke chapter 9 verse 58. As we look at these three, we also need to look at our personal accompaniment with Jesus. We are tested spiritually during pain, agony, suffering as we go through it physically. It adds all the more pain to us when God remains silent and not rescuing us in any way we expected. It is our turn to accompany the Lord, who was betrayed by his close disciples and going through an inner struggle. Our accompaniment needs to culminate in confessing our faith in Jesus, as the Roman centurion did. As we witness the innocent persons are victimized to please authorities, we must not remain indifferent like Pilate, who found no charges against Jesus yet condemned him. It was for our transgressions he was smitten, for our sins he was brought low. On him lay the punishment that brings us healing. Through his wounds we are made whole. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5. There are moments in our life we want to cry so loud to the Lord, why have you forsaken and forgotten us? As we accompany Jesus in this journey, we need to look inside to see what is going on within ourselves. Do we listen to God through Jesus? Let us slow down to listen to Jesus at this agonizing moment. May the Lord bless each one of us to enter into Holy Week, to be near Jesus. God bless you all.